This is Lawrence Tuning, and these are my 88 friends.
Me and my 88 friends. Me and my 88 friends. I will sing you a song that will help me along. They're my one-man band. I'm the number one fan. Me and my 88. Me and my 88 friends.
Welcome to another episode of Me and My 88 Friends. This is Lawrence Tuning, your host. Today we're going to do a lot of music, and we're going to focus on the greatest story ever told, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we're going to jump right in now with In the Beginning.
Glory.
came into his own. And his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law.
Mary was beloved of God, a highly favored one. She was chosen to give birth to Jesus, God's own Son. From ages past, the prophets spoke that he would come someday. Then a star shone in the east, enlightening the way. Bethlehem, O Bethlehem, how small you did seem, yet from you came forth the Lamb of God, the King of kings. Joseph was beloved of God for giving Christ a home. He loved him as a father would. He loved him as his own. Wise men came to praise his name and bow at his feet. Angels sang and shepherds proclaimed the news in the street. Jesus, our Redeemer, tender, mighty one, Holy One of Israel, Emmanuel, God's Son. We celebrate with grateful hearts the night that you were born. And sing to you a song of praise this happy Christmas morn. When we saw him, we trembled inside. Some of us laughed and some of us cried. Oh, how our hearts were filled with joy. What a beautiful boy. We were singing,
glory to God in the highest, glory to God above, and on earth let there be peace, goodwill and love.
We were singing,
glory to God in the highest, glory to God above, and on earth let there be peace.
Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? Jesus answering said to him, Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him. And after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water. Behold, the heavens were opened, and they saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, I used to read about him, how he walked in Galilee, how he went down to the Jordan, John the Baptist he might see. When he rose out of those waters, a dove descended from the sky. Then he said that those who loved him yesterday, all the wrongs that I've committed, let the river wash away all my troubled past behind me, buried beneath the flowing tide. And the people all around me will know that I have died. So take me down to the river, take me up to the sea. Let me die beneath those waters, let me lose myself in thee. When I rise out of those waters, a brand new creature I shall be. When I rise out of those waters, resurrected and free. You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
She was desperate that day when she heard someone say the healer was passing through. So she rushed through the crowd, hoping out loud the rumor she heard was true. She had suffered so long, now every shred of hope was gone. Yet the thought that he might draw near lit a small flame inside she could not deny. Then she heard someone whisper, "He's here." Then her faith quickly rose. If I could just touch his clothes, I believe I will surely be healed. And so she stretched out her arm and touched the hem of his garment, and both of them faith had broken through. For the rest of her life, she would smile with delight when she paused to recall the day the healer passed through. Are you desperate today? He's passing your way.
As Jesus traveled around healing the sick, he also taught and he told stories. Almost everything he taught was in the form of stories called parables. One of them was about a young man who left his father with his inheritance, squandered it all, and at a later point in his life realized he needed to go back home.
Trade it all away. How could I have been so blind to not see where it would wind up? Bitter price that I would have to pay. Father waits for me. With outstretched arms, he'd welcome me. Why did I?
Jesus told another story about a man who found a hidden treasure while walking through a field.
Treasure.
was the kingdom. And 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and brought them up to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with them. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were much afraid. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid. Lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man has risen from the dead.
What a night we had last night. Neither can I, but for now he said to keep it quiet. What a night last night. Peter, tell me what a night it was. Can you believe the things that we've seen, you and I and my brother John? Still it seems like a dream. He left the nine behind, but two was three, he said. Come up with me, yes. I can't believe it, but I know it's true. Oh, John, what about you? I've seen the lightning, I've seen the golden sunshine beating on the fields early in the morning, but I never seen anything so bright as what we saw last night. I've heard the thunder, I've heard the raging waters beating on our ship in the middle of the night, but I never heard anything like that voice we heard last night. I've heard about Moses,
I've heard about Elijah, how he stood on the mountain and he called down the fire. But I never dreamed we would see them alive in our lifetime. What a night we had last night. What a night last night. It was a strange and beautiful night. It was a strange and wonderful night. Last night. This is my own beloved son. Listen to him and do what he wants done. I've heard it said more times than one. This is my own beloved son. Up on the mountain we were late last night. We saw his clothes turn shining white. Then a cloud covered us and we were stunned. A voice said, this is my own beloved son. This is my own beloved son. Listen to him and do what he wants done. I've heard it said more times than one. This is my own beloved son. My friends were sitting on the bank when he came down to the Jordan River. When he came up, a noise was heard above. Some said it thundered, but some heard it say, this is my own beloved son. Listen to him and do what he wants done. I've heard it said more times than one. This is my own beloved son. This is my own beloved son. Listen to him and do what he wants done. I've heard it said more times than one. This is my own. This is my own. This is my own. Beloved son. While they were gathering together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day. And they were deeply grieved. Pilate therefore entered again into the praetorium and summoned Jesus and said to him, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then my servants would be fighting that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm. Pilate therefore said to him, so you are a king. Jesus said, you say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews. There's a trial somewhere in Jerusalem. Outside, angry people scream. Inside, two men face each other. History will never be the same. In a private room, the two are standing, reaching for some understanding. Then they speak about their kingdom. Jesus said, I came for truth. But what is truth? Pilate said. Then he quickly turned his head. He didn't really want to know for sure. Then he turned and walked outside and allowed him to be crucified. Not before he washed his hands. He said, I find no fault in this man. And yet the cry still haunts the land. What is truth? What is truth? See him there with eyes of love and kindness, knowing some men prefer blindness. How can you lead when no one's listening? How can you show them the way to truth? What is truth? Pilate said. Then he quickly turned his head. He didn't really want to know for sure. Then he turned and he walked outside and allowed him to be crucified. But not before he washed his hands. He said, I find no fault in this man. Yet a question still remains. What is truth? What is truth? What is truth? The people cried as they tightly closed their eyes. They didn't really want to see for sure. Then they said, show us a sign, one that's greater than the one last time. Always seeking further proof, just one more sign, but none will do. What a question to pursue. What is truth? What is truth? What is truth?
Thank you.
They were watching from a distance, and they would not take their eyes from you. You were bleeding, they were weeping, faithful sister. They had followed you, they could not understand. Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. The angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen."
The storm, something is wrong. Who moved the stone? The body should be here, but he is not here, and the soldiers are gone. And the angel is speaking, he says, why are you seeking the living in a tomb? He is not here. He got up this morning. You can dry all those tears. There's a new day dawning. The stone's rolled away. He could not stay. He needed much more room. Christ is not dead. He's living instead. Not in a tomb. Can this be true? Can this be real? But words have been spoken. Can this be real? And I turn and I see him. He calls my name, and I worship and kneel. Oh, he is not here. This morning, and dry all those tears. There's a new day dawning. Stones roll away. He could not stay. He needed much more room. Christ is not dead, he's living instead. He's not in a tomb. Oh, Christ is not dead, he's risen instead. He's not in a tomb.
And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was departing, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. And they also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
Coming with the clouds. even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Even so, even those who pierced him,
those who pierced him,
and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Even so,
we hope you've enjoyed this episode of going through the life of Jesus in song. John said when he wrote his gospel that Jesus did many other things than what he had put in there, but he had written it in order that those could hear the story and believe. And that's our prayer, that if you are not following Jesus, you will see by looking at his life that he is worthy of being followed. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Buddy Miles, my engineer and co-producer. See you next week.
Me and my Eddie.